Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Thank you for calling. Or,
Oh,
way to go, Ricky.
God, really? We are trying to get calls for the 400th show.
That's all that's on my mind.
We could pause and edit it out.
No, I love it. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James.
All right. And this is Waylon.
Today is Thursday, November 17th, 831.55.
And this is episode 398.152. 32nd Niner.
And today,
to the third squared.
And today's episode is brought to you by Laffy Taffy Jokes and Questions.
Go ahead, tell us the jokes.
Oh, what the fuck is the joke?
That's the joke, y'all.
Oh, it's so funny. Why can't your nose be 12 inches long?
I don't know. Why?
Why? Tell me.
Because
tell
then me. It would be a foot.
Sorry, that was loud.
I think there's another one on there.
Why did the ghost join the team?
What?
Tell
Why?
Us.
Tell us, please.
Because
please.
They needed spirit.
Look at this fortune I got at Payway tonight. You may need to talk to a friend. In bed.
So, hi.
We're not even like drunk, y'all.
No.
Well, speaking
well, no,
of,
only,
do you
yeah,
have
we,
a...
we only had one bottle of wine.
I know,
by
right?
Three people. That's not we only had like one glass.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You are listening to one of the greatest podcasts, probably ever in the world
on the earth. Ever.
Where else will we be?
On the
moon.
Maybe Mars. I was on Mars the other day. Yep.
We went through the asteroid belt.
Oh, I was in Saturn, hanging on the rings.
Same. Look, we're looking forward to.
You know when they sent that that Beatles song out in space? Yeah, they sent us too.
Yeah, me too.
We're looking forward to Melinda's package.
Oh, did she actually send it now?
Well,
or...
she. I think it's coming right from the winery, and
she
called them back, and they promised they were going to send it like this week.
Do we get something free? Well, it is free for us. Does she get something free?
I don't know if she got it free or if she bought it. She works there. It's friends.
She should realize.
Oh, okay.
It's a small boutique.
We feel fancy.
I guess it's a small boutique winery and it's expensive.
Oh my God. I feel so fancy right now.
Thanks, Melinda, Melissa.
We can't wait. We can't wait.
I want to say thank
wait.
You to Joe again for our gift that we received last
yes.
week.
Yes. We still awesome. Need to try all those yes. salsas.
Oh God.
I love how
Maybe
he calls
put it on
them,
the turkey.
I love how he calls them salsa because he's from Texas where mm-hmm. I saw him on him like, oh, hot sauces.
Right. We have mango something, right? Mango.
We got salsita, pure fire, ripe habanero chilies.
Oh, I thought it said salsa. Or
in the bull snort, fire in the hole.
Wait, and why are we Scottish?
And
because a lot of Scottish eat salsa. Duh.
And then Melinda's original habanero pepper sauce.
They should have called that Melinda's hole, garden hole.
Melinda Miranda
Marissa.
Melinda Miranda Marissa. Yeah. I wonder how she likes her names.
Yeah, we
have. Oh, you guys. Pride 48. We have the dates.
Did oh, yeah.
So we have the dates already. They are September.
And you don't remember now.
No.
You mean September 14th or September 16th?
Yes.
That's yes. I'm so good
nice,
at me.
We
nice
don't
teamwork.
Have the hotel yet. We don't have that. And I think, well, if you listen to State of the Station, which is a show that they have every Monday, once a month right now, I believe, and then they'll have more of them as Pride 48 gets closer, you can hear all the plans that people are developing or what we may do. I think we're volunteering a little bit of our time. We're
heck
just
yeah.
not for sure what we're doing yet.
I want to.
So you guys, will keep you up to date on that because we'd really, really love to meet a lot more people.
And we promise a better show now that we've actually gone through
experienced it. We kind of know this person talks about that too.
Yeah, we have a letter which we're going to read next.
But and hopefully I won't be sick. I won't have strep throat.
Right.
That sucked.
Yeah, it does.
But I like in all the pictures, I was like, no, I had like the perfect smile.
You didn't act sick. You were just an old man that went to bed early and then.
But I was sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sick.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had to have been. You didn't have sex. Oh, no one else is laughing.
We can.
Speechless.
We can't talk about that stuff anymore.
Everyone has a past.
Which is awful because has gone back to, well, I don't want to say his name. Take it out. Have I said it before?
No.
Okay. So take that out.
You didn't last episode. Because
the provider.
We can't decide what we're going to call him. If it's going to be provider or hashtag.
Oh, hashtag provider.
Hashtag provider.
Maybe we'll just call him hashtag. Yeah. Hash.
No, because that's like weed and marijuana. No.
The Mexicana.
So anyway, let's read our letter.
But I wasn't done.
Oh, I thought you were. I'm sorry.
So you guys, yeah, I'm done. No, it's Pride 48. Make sure you guys listen because we really want to meet a lot more people next year.
And if you're feeling adventurous, you really should just book it and come.
Right.
It was so much fun.
I'm sure there'll be more free alcohol.
Right.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
We probably can't even buy tickets for them yet. Flight tickets.
Right? You'd be surprised. Actually, we should price it up.
We'll take a look at it. So we're going straight into the email right now.
Well, we're talking about Vegas. And
do we have an email song?
Email
song.
Email.
No. Too slow.
Email song.
Typey.
No.
We got an email.
No, it should be that. You've got mail.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Can you do AOL voice?
No.
Maybe
we could pre-record that one. Right. We'd work on that one.
Right.
I would tell the listeners to call us in with something, but we can't get you to call in for a contest for the 400th show. You've
got mail. Okay, that one.
Yeah.
But we'll probably get sued, so let's take that out.
You've got...
Oh. No. Y'all talk for a second.
La, 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 la.
I'm looking up our show. I'm looking up like pictures for our album art. Mm-hmm. And I'm labeling it junk funny. And there's some nasty ass pictures on this. Like people in the bath. Like this one's my favorite so far. It's this guy laying on the bathroom floor. And they shaved his ass pretty much to make it look like a smiley face. It's actually quite funny, and I think I might use that as the album art.
Let's see here.
So which voice are we going to use?
We're going to use Preface.
You've got mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to work on that
one. Do you want to read this? We're doing, what is this called? Interpretive reading?
Yeah, sure.
Theater.
You're going to read it?
Yeah, I can. You got to make it a little bit bigger, though, because I'm fine.
How do I do control?
Control and scroll it.
Shit.
But you can do the intro, the greeting, because you do that really well in his voice. Not the person who sent it, but.
Can you read that?
Yep. Sure can.
Okay, so we got an email from a listener in the Las Vegas. Oh, wait.
In the Las Vegas.
Can you read that? Wait, let's move this up.
I'm
a grandpa!
This is an exciting show. So this is from Cortez.
From Cortez. And he let us know that it's like El Cortez Hotel and Casino, and no, I'm not Mexican, I'm black. Thanks, Cortez, for letting us know, because I could have sworn you were probably Mexicano. So we have... What, you want me to do the beginning?
Well, just like the salutation. Because you do.
It's hard to be like Big Fatty, you know, right? It is.
But you guys,
I don't even do it justice.
You both
really.
Do it very well.
Wait, isn't it on his app?
Oh my God, this is way too much time.
Isn't it on his app? This greeting.
Oh yeah.
Dear Gossy.
Okay, well you just did it.
That was me. So,
Big Fatty, you should be proud.
Front page of the Red Eye shows greetings from fabulous Las Vegas.
Oh, my ears.
I had to send you this e-letter for several reasons. I have so much to say. I couldn't stand to hear my voice played back on air. I've already sent a text to that 863-863-863, and I'm waiting for a dramatic reading by Wayland. It's Wayland, but that's okay. P.S., by the way...
At least it's not Waylong.
Could you go back to just being Bill? It's like a Peacock station. Just sounds better as, hi, this is Ricky, I'm James LeRoy, and this is Bill. Point taken. But no. Congratulations on your upcoming 400 show. Even though the last one I listened to was titled 395, you called it the 394. I'm starting listening back in the mid-June, in the wine box drinking era.
Oh my God,
it's fun listening along and pretending that, as Wendy Williams would say, a friend in my head. I do have a couple of one-star reviews. Clap for you guys. First, why isn't there one picture of you guys on your actual site? I lied. More than one picture. P.S. The only one, the pic is Ricky, is cute. Okay, I read that totally wrong, but still. It is a Ricky.
Well, it's typed wrong, to really...
Oh, sorry. No. P.S. The only one... The pic of Ricky is cute. So the only pictures on there is cute.
Oh, he capitalized IS.
I had to become a stalker and check out everything that you guys subscribe to. Only thing that was helpful was Ricky's Twitter. Which leads me to another complaint. That live traffic feed on your site is cool, scary, and way stalkerish feeling.
I hate that.
Hi, Mike. I hate that there is no format for the show.
Why can't
and that
I
you
hear
just
Bill?
Sometimes get off track like the CTA, which could have helped in the Pride 48 recording. Even though you guys had a great time, I did hate hearing, y'all, what we're going to talk about and how long we've been recording. And that you made me listen to that. Oh, and that you made me listen to that Big Fatty online. No, never again. Those sound effects. The Vons and the fact that he says that colored boy, James LeRoy, even though he ain't colored, made me cringe the two times I heard it. Which, is it true that, James, you're a veteran and your birthday is 11-11?
Am I a veteran?
No.
That was Veterans Day, right? 11-11?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
you're a veteran.
He is not a veteran.
Doing boys that work at Walmart.
Yes.
In a van out in the parking lot.
The greeters.
Down by the river.
I hope that this e-letter doesn't send you off puking in the Perkins parking lot in your boxers and you have, and that you have a Six Flags day.
This is a reference to a Florida incident during Gay Days where I got really drunk and we went to Perkins and I got sick and I was, and first of all, they let me leave the hotel. No, it wasn't Gay Days. It was some bear event. And I was in my boxer shorts, and they let me go to Perkins in my boxer shorts with flip-flops on and a tank top, I think.
Did your donger go out?
I threw up all in the bathroom as the person was cleaning the bathroom.
Oh.
And then I went outside, and I puked all over the parking lot, and I got puke all over my feet. It was not pretty.
Disgusting.
It was very disgusting.
So here's to me listening to more shows to come and that I've... Have the courage to call next time. Ring-a-ding-a-ling, we got a phone call! Since it took me 2 days to type this. And that's with 3 days of outlining. I took a pic. So, now that I'm finished, give it to me gentle. And let me have it easy when you rip me to piece over this e-letter. Your fan / listener, Cortez. Well, Cortez.
We're not going to rip you a new one because it's not... A bad email, I don't think. So it's not bad. I don't care.
So we'll address one thing. We are still working on the website, which will have pictures of us, and we are going to take
hopefully
pictures.
Hopefully this weekend. We're going to get them done.
We're going to go take pictures this weekend.
Yeah. And, well, everything you said was true. Las Vegas was a hot mess.
It was a hot mess show. It was fucked up. But I had never done anything like that. Yeah. Any of us had ever.
Yeah. Keep in mind, he said he was black.
Yeah.
Can I call him the Black Cortez? I hope you don't mind. No.
As we get a one-star review.
So, yeah.
Speaking of the reviews, the five-star review that we read last time, and I was like, that kind of seems fake. It's gone now.
Oh.
Is it?
It's gone. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder why.
I don't know, but I hope we didn't offend anybody.
No. Way to go, Ricky. Good one, Ricky.
But you know what? We still have 5 stars. Whatever.
I think Layla needs more wine.
I do. But anyway.
Should we open one?
Yeah, we can open the other one.
Yeah.
Should we pause?
It's still...
Should we pause?
Pause? Oh, because you really want to pause and get more wine, don't you?
Yeah.
You have more wine in your glass behind you.
Oh, I do?
Just a swallow. Which we know you're good at.
Open that mouth.
So anyway, no. Thanks for writing. You know, constructive criticism is good.
We can always take constructive criticism. Yeah. It's just when you like attack us like personally that we don't like.
Yeah, I think that we do have a problem getting off track. We do try to take the notes. We do need to get better at that. But I do think that other people really like it, which I think is...
Well, the thing is having... Well, a lot of people like the craziness of
the hecticness.
The thing is about having a schedule and saying, okay, you have 5 minutes to discuss what we did this week. You have 5 minutes to discuss what's in the red eye. You have 5 minutes to discuss maybe a movie or music we like. The thing is that it takes time to actually find articles and shit to do that. And we don't have... Well, I don't say we don't have the time. We just don't really have the effort.
I think the problem, though, is the whole we get off tangent and we can't get back because... When you get off tangent, then there's another 4 tangents and another 6 tangents. And then when you try to go back, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's literally, this show is just us talking about our week. Mm-hmm. It really is just like friends having a beer kind of thing. Like, it really is just like you catching up in our lives.
Which, by the way, I want to see several movies and The Hunger Games
is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I can't wait for The Hunger Games.
So that's coming out in March.
Anyway, about your email. Thank you very much for sending it. Please send us a voicemail. That would be nice. And please leave us a review on iTunes if you have not, Cortez.
It won't be a 5-star.
Whatever, 4, it 3. Will take you. Or if you leave us a 1, we'll read it.
Yeah.
No, we already read one for us.
We'll read it again.
We still have
plenty. Actually, why don't you leave?
I'm surprised there hasn't been a campaign for everybody to like write 1-star reviews about us.
Because
there will be one.
Well, because we campaigned for everyone to write 1-star reviews about everyone else so that we can read them.
No, there's a campaign to get rid of them on their own so that we can't.
Right.
Oh,
they write an email to iTunes. There's another show that all they read is 1-star reviews, and I don't like it.
Makes me sad.
I wish somebody would read our 1-star reviews on their show.
That'd be funny.
But no one cares.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. So everyone sent us letters.
I'm famous. Stop ruining my name.
So why?
There you go. Oh, yeah. So movies. There are a lot of good movies
that are coming out this winter. And which going to make us go outside.
I'm sure that's what she said, boys, would probably... crucify us for half the films that we actually are excited about.
I want to see the Snow White movie with Kristen Stewart
and the Huntsman.
Yeah, which
not Mirror Mirror.
I still want to see that.
Well, I'm going to see it as guilty pleasure, but it looks.
Let's just not tell anybody.
It looks awful.
We're not going to see that movie.
Yeah,
we're not going to see that movie.
I love the wink.
I'm giving up one of my traditions this year.
What's that? Seeing the movie on Thanksgiving Day?
No, tonight.
Tomorrow night.
What's tomorrow night?
I always go see the Twilight films at a 21+ with a bottle of wine.
We should see that during the day on Saturday.
Do you really want to see it?
No.
It has to be at a
20. I haven't seen the last one.
I have to check my funds, but...
Does it have to be 21 over if we go during the day?
I cannot and will not watch these films
especially
opening weekend when there are high school girls in the theater. I don't want to be surrounded... I don't want to be in a theater.
Do you know how many people are in line right now to see that movie?
You want to hear
a story? Yeah, I refuse to be in a room where there's only one seat left in the theater when you go. It's like the worst seat possible, and everyone is screaming because I saw one of these with that, and it was awful. Oh my god, it's so hot! No, shut up. Where's my bottle of wine? And I went to watch the Cougars and the Housewives who wear the Team Edward shirt, and it cracks my shit up because, like, honey, you are 45 fucking years old. And you're like, oh my god, I'm totally Team Werewolf. He is so hot. Take your shirt off.
The Red Eye only gave it 1.5 stars.
Of course it did.
Exclamation marks.
Of course it did. Of course it did. No, so I would prefer to see it in a place where I can drink while watching.
That is out of 4, by the way. That is out of 4, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's what my preference is. So I usually, because when I lived in Minnesota, I'd go to the Mall of America, and they have a VIP theater, and they'd always show it in there. And it was fun to see it opening weekend. but it was just me and Cougars
mm-hmm.
and a bottle of Riesling.
You can take your own?
No, they had a full service at 2U. What?
That expensive?
It was the same price not, as your popcorn.
We're
you
not
just
in
order
Chicago
it, and they would bring it
in
to you.
Story.
Like this glasses or the whole bottle?
They bought the bottle. You can buy it by the glass or the bottle. It's always cheaper by the bottle.
We'll see.
I don't know. I have to check my funds this weekend.
We have
but
to go to the Icon Theater. Is that the one we have to go to?
That'd be the only 21.
It's a little expensive.
Or we can go to the one out in the suburbs that we accidentally walked into.
That's really expensive.
Have you guys been here before?
No.
It's $40 a ticket.
What?
Yeah, I am looking forward to the Sleeping Beauty one that's not really... The one that's kind of about sex trade.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. Is it Sleeping Beauty?
It's not like the actual, you know, story per se, uh-huh. but it's called Sleeping Beauty, and it looks really dark and interesting. And I really want to see Melancholia still. There's lots of films right now I want to see, and it's, I'm not going to...
And then The Hunger Games comes out in March, which we're going to get our tickets as soon as possible. And can we please see that at midnight?
I know you're going to see it. I don't know if I can.
Come on, you can do it.
Oh, we'll see. I just hate that with a passion.
But it's the Hunger Games. How long have we been waiting for this?
We want
to see Hunger Games more than we do want to see Twilight, right?
If anything, I'll just take a day off and watch it on Friday at...
When is it coming out?
Noon.
March 28th.
Oh, cool. Excuse me? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's my birthday.
Oh, yay!
That's my 33rd birthday.
Aww.
It's coming out on March 28th?
Yeah.
A Wednesday night?
It could be.
Yeah, but...
So you lied? You lied, Ricky?
No, it's March... What's the 23rd?
23rd is a Friday.
It's probably the 23rd.
Which would be better because I don't have class in the morning.
But this wasn't about you. It was about his birthday.
And if it doesn't matter...
And you're probably
working.
Be able
to go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So what else... This is exactly why we need a setup.
This is exactly
you don't have time. We need a timer. As soon as it goes off, we have to stop what we're saying.
This is exactly
and go to the next.
This is exactly what Cortez was talking about.
Right. Sorry, Cortez. Thanks for the email.
Do we have anything to move? Any more movie talks?
Yes. Not right now, do we?
I was going to tell you guys my Twilight story.
We're kind of done with that, right?
Well, you guys were.
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, let's go.
No, really,
tell us.
I'm good. I'm good.
We want to know your story.
I'm good. It's okay.
Please tell us.
No. Why are you being Ricky right now?
It's okay.
Why are you being Keith right now?
No, I'm good.
You're totally being Keith.
Why are you being Christian right now?
No, it's all good. I'm okay.
He doesn't have a hoodie, sunglasses, or anything right now.
So. Honestly, if I tell it, you guys would be like, oh, that was stupid and make me feel like shit, so I'm not even going to say it.
First of all, if you allow us to make you feel like shit, then you're a sad, sad person.
You're a sad person.
Because you know.
Then you're a sad, sad person.
Because you know this is
Yeah,
bullshit.
You hear that some people on Twitter? Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh, my. Didn't we already read one of her one-star reviews?
I'm not talking about a specific person.
Oh. I'm not talking about that person either. I also love how we actually don't know who the other person's talking about.
We don't, actually. So.
Because it'd just be fun to be like, I wasn't talking about that one. Well, I wasn't talking about that one. Are you talking about that one?
No. Yes, that one.
That one. Oh.
All right, Brad, do you want to tell us your story or are we going to move on?
No, we're going to move on. It's really like it's one of those things. It was in the moment.
All right, bye. See you later.
I'm team Sheriff Swan. Anyway.
You mean team asshole?
Sheriff Swan.
No, I'm the sheriff. Her dad's hot.
He is. He's pretty nice.
There's something
looking.
About that mustache. I usually hate it.
Little porn mustache.
I usually hate it, but it's kind of.
I saw one today that was kind of scary. Really? A porn stash. Yeah.
I think James needs to shave his into a porn stash for a show sometime. Maybe we all should. You too. Going to work with a porn stash. With all those,
I cannot do
with
that.
All those big black women, and just walk right in.
I love me a thick, bald, white boy with a big old porn stash for my pussy.
Well, at least the first part of that they actually told you,
right?
So you're not being racist at this moment,
right? That's
because
what they, said.
They literally said right. that to you, minus the porn stash,
and
the
they started rubbing my head too. They were all up on it.
Just the tip.
I cannot talk like that at my job. Although my job, some of the people there, they say some of the filthiest things. I'm just like shocked that.
Well, you don't work with clergy, though. I will tell you,
there are clergy people there. They just work as
the most employees. Rowdy parties I ever went to in college is when I visited my friends at seminary.
Mm-hmm.
There were more booze. There was more drugs, and half the time it was like, well, we're just practicing so that when we are talking to our congregation, we know how to relate to them.
Right.
Yes,
right.
I know what it's like to be on E.
Do you know where I can get some?
Yes, I know what it's like to be on speed.
Speed? Who does speed?
Huffing's bad. But yes,
it
does make you feel good.
Who does speed?
Huffing, though.
That's like from the 80s.
I'm going to say, didn't I read on the back of my bathroom Febreze that there's actually a hotline?
People huff, yeah.
There's actually a hotline with call this so your kids don't
huff.
There
are people in Florida disconnecting the air conditioner and huffing fucking
Freon.
Freon.
Did you guys see the intervention one where she was a big old
I'm
huffer?
I'm walking on sunshine.
She's a big old huffer.
Feels like I'm walking on
sunshine. She'd go to
Staples
and get those
the
dusters for like the keyboards. She'd just be like, I don't understand.
And because of that show, they add a chemical into it that when you do it, it's like really super sour and it'll make you throw up. I don't know.
I need some of that stuff. My computer's dirty.
Oh. I was just going to say, you can just get whipped cream.
No. I will not do that to my lungs or my throat.
I worked at Dairy Queen. For like 10 years.
I had people come in when I worked at Starbucks and be like, you guys do whippets in the back?
And they're like, no.
Yes. I didn't.
The only thing like that I would do is that I love talking like a munchkin with a helium balloon.
I've never done that.
What?
I've never done that.
You're from Nebraska. There's nothing else to do.
I know, right?
You're white, so you must do shit like this. And I'm like, no.
Wait.
So, I didn't.
You're from Nebraska, so you must be a farmer.
You would think if you stuck corn cobs up your ass because that's all you have to do, that you would at least do the helium option first.
I didn't do the corn cobs.
They were frozen hot dogs.
It was corn dogs.
Do you remember that tale when you always had that one girl in your school?
Yeah.
Who she
stuck a hot dog up her pussy.
A frozen one. Frozen and it broke
and
off.
It broke off.
It was a thaw.
And then her dog ate it out.
you always had that one girl that they had the little rumor going around about frozen hot dogs.
Aww. And it's usually the prettiest girl in the world.
And then someone tried it.
Ew. And that someone was...
Waylon. Can we play light as a feather, stiff as a board, and frozen hot dog? I got my Ouija.
Can we play frozen hot dog?
I've got my Ouija. I've got my Oscar Mayer.
Weren't we supposed to open up wine?
Yeah, you're totally like, we're going to pause. We're going to stop the show so we can open a bottle.
We don't have to now. It's almost done. What time is it? Oh, Cortez doesn't like that.
No, I think it was because you especially during the live show,
nervous.
You wanted to get it done. So it was like every 4 seconds. How much time do we have? Are we done yet? How much time do we have?
I was nervous. We have phone calls from Mama. Should we listen to them?
I love how you didn't split those up.
Well, I had to because they called separately.
No.
Oh, you mean, it relates to the same thing. Oh,
okay.
Because, well, you'll hear.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Phone call. Fucking phone call.
That's so stupid.
It's so retarded. It's literally the most retarded thing I've ever done on the show. Well, no. I'm going to be nice.
Let's not go.
Are we
going
to record 3 shows?
Ginger,
oh,
it's Mama. Listen, I was listening to your little show. It's nice to hear that colored boy and his friend are back.
Sorry, Cortez.
And anyway, I just cannot believe it has only been 400 shows. It's just unbelievable.
This
I thought it had been 100,000. It just seems like a million.
Nice one, Ricky.
Way to fuck it up.
Let me move these over. Sorry, guys.
Sneak preview.
Spoiler!
That's a Doctor Who reference that he's not going to get, if that's why you're doing it.
I don't
Or if you weren't, that's funny. next job.
Yeah, thanks.
We do have another call here. This is from Nessa. Will love this.
And I also love Google Translate. Ricky, will you please read it after we do this?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Nessa, get ready. This is from Trucker Mike, and I know you'll love it.
Guys, it's Trucker Mike leaving a message for Ricky, congratulating him on his 400th show. And just letting you guys know.
Oh, wait.
Okay, so read at least the Google Translate, and so then...
Because it's not even close to what... Right.
So here's another foretaste for our 400th show.
Schedules for Termite leaving a message for Ricky, congratulating him on his 400 Cheryl, and just let you guys in a little bit about me settled down, had a baby, 7 months, he's crawling. Now, not that my wife again, what the doesn't notice on the not Christian, I look back. Also, starting at the site, you guys wanted to do that for Titanic. A brother out. How about it?
A brother out.
So that had nothing to do with the 400 shit. No. That's great.
So, yeah. Oh, you guys follow the tweets and go on to the Facebook page and go click on the link for the holiday card list if you guys want a holiday card from us.
Hey, we also have a 1-star review.
I like how you stop the show to read your phone.
But we want to send you out a card, and we're going to try to make it awesome. I think we have a pretty good idea this year.
But anyway, but even if it's not awesome and you want a Christmas card.
Definitely put your name on the list. Yep. We'll put it in the show. Do you have the link to put in the show?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
it's Google Docs, so it's private.
Yes, it's private. No one else will see it but me and Waylon and Brad.
Yeah,
and we want to try to get these out by the 15th of December probably. Yeah. So you have up until December 15th. If there's some stragglers afterwards in the United States, we can probably send them out and you'll get them in time. But I know the ones out of states sometimes takes up to 2 weeks to get there.
Out of the country.
Yeah. You know, in Mexico. As Big Fatty would say.
Mexico. Or, you know, we haven't talked about or heard from Nanan in a long time.
Nanan.
Whatever.
Where you been?
Whatever.
Yeah, I miss you.
I messaged him the other day on Google message and he didn't respond back. I hope he didn't pass away or something.
I miss our sexy European. Mm.
Can you send us a picture of you and your sexy fucking boyfriend? Oh God, they're so hot. Mm. Makes me sick.
We might if you contact us because we miss you. Maybe we'll send you a Christmas card that's just our chest hair.
Or our butt hair.
Yeah. if you want the professional photographer to take that, please go ahead.
I know somebody would be more than happy to take that photo for us. And you do too.
Christian.
I guess I wouldn't be in that photo.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, in that shirt, yes.
Good one, Ricky. I
fucking kill you.
Oh, you're just angry because he actually looks like he has pecs, and you can't pull that off.
Not really.
Are
you trying to give me a compliment now?
As we all stare at you, I never.
It's kind of hard to have pecs when you have side handles.
You have a boyfriend, can you?
I do have a pretty bad muffin top.
You started the fat jokes on yourself tonight, too. We're in the kitchen, right? And you dropped one on yourself.
What'd I say?
I don't know, but it just... Your boyfriend and I were just like, you said it.
I don't remember. He calls me his gordito.
Of course he does. And you,
can we leave? Of course, can we go?
We're not going to do 1-star review?
Oh, yeah. We can do that and talk about the 400th episode. All right.
1-star review!
Yes.
Okay.
Nailed it. That's what you usually say.
Nailed it. Nailed your mom. So this was back in December 12 of 2007.
That's old.
Who's it by?
S. Vannevong.
Sounds fancy.
It says, awful. Oh my God. What a waste of time. I find this show to be not so funny. Sound like y'all are smoking crack.
and you think you're funny. Not? It was bad. Almost as bad as Nick Cage's acting skills.
Do you know who this is for?
No.
2 out of 20 listeners found this really
helpful. Almost as bad as Nicolas Cage acting.
Again, brought to you by S. Vannevog.
Oh my God, I need to see who that is right now.
I'll tell you in just a second. So the next show. Yeah. And that was...
So, you guys, we have a 400th show coming up. We would definitely love to have some calls. And
they have to be dirty, and you get some money.
We have a contest. We have $21 from the Lurker Bacon now, as we're to call her. And also, she will donate money in your name to the Trevor Project. So, give us a call. I'm just going to tell people the number now. 206-984-3685. Or 863-666-0377. We would greatly appreciate it, and we would feel loved. And also remember that Christmas is coming up. Okay.
Amazon wish list. I need an iPhone 4 case.
I need an iPhone 4S.
No, stuff for the show, people. Stuff for the show.
Yeah, microphones.
Yeah, take all your personal
and
shit off of
cables.
It.
And cables. We need cables for microphones, too.
And a new mixing board?
No, the mixing board's fine. We just need someone to hook it up for
directions
us.
Or something.
But if we had a second one, we could do it at our house, too.
Oh, yeah. If we had a second one, if you guys want to buy a smaller one, like, it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to hold 4 microphones. It just has to hold 4 microphones so we can go and record at... I'm going to start calling y'all Brays. Hey. I love it. Brad and Waylon. Bray.
Someone calls us Braylon.
Braylon. Braylon. I like that.
Braylon.
But it's kind of like hanging out with your bros. I'm hanging out with my Brays.
Brays. Oh, speaking of, one of the things I was going to tell you, you know how we were looking for names for like our listeners?
Yeah.
We can call them the Monkettes instead of them.
That's... No.
Monchichis? They were little monkey like cartoon characters.
No.
No.
I'm not. Why can't we be different and not call our people anything?
Poopies. How about them listeners?
How about assholes? How about we just call them that?
Because
I hope you listen, assholes.
Thanks for listening, assholes.
And again, I wonder why Kathy was forced to become a lurker.
Right.
Because no one calls in because you call them assholes.
They know that I don't think they're assholes. Only some of them.
And they don't call.
And they know who they are.
They just leave passive aggressive iTunes reviews.
Right.
Or I mean, aggressive. Right. Just fuck the passive.
All right, are we done?
Yeah.
Is we done, y'all?
We're done. So everyone have this won't come out before Thanksgiving anyway, probably.
We hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
And if it does, though, happy Thanksgiving. We didn't really see that last time.
Wait, this should come out before Thanksgiving, right?
I think it should, yeah. So happy holidays.
This will come out on Thanksgiving.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you enjoyed your turkey.
Gobble.
No one's going to be listening to this shit on Thanksgiving.
Actually,
really?
I don't know, though.
I'd play this during my dinner.
If I was, yeah.
Hey, family, listen to my favorite podcast.
And now,
thanks for listening, assholes.
And now, for grace, we will read the Google Translate portion of Bad Monkeys.
That would be awesome.
but seriously, though, like if you're traveling with your family and you're like, oh my God, I just want to leave, pop in those earbuds while you're sitting on the couch. Get there
and fall asleep.
And fall asleep. And fall asleep to our voices.
Our sultry sound of foul monkeys reading 1-star review
and calling you assholes.
Thank you, asshole.
So, happy holidays, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
And we will do episode. We haven't decided on 400. Fuck it.
That's like me trying to do the valley.
I know, right?
I love that at the end. You're like, Ricky's like, good one. And you're like, not so much. Speaking of, do you guys like the outros?
No one has said anything about the outros.
Hear.
They must not like them.
Yeah,
because
no one said that they're awful. No one said that they're good.
We'll have to just
not even
stop
the over top sex one.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You like
Wait,
that?
What'd you say?
What's that?
So good.
All right. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
This is Bill.
Y'all have a great holiday, and we will talk with you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was for you.
And are you still on? Mm-hmm. Be thankful for what you have and say thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
That you should. Thank you, Brad and Waylon, for being my friends. And thank you for everyone listening to the show. And I really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for making fun of me.
You've been great friends for the last 6 years.
Thank you all.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.